with everyone.
我们第二次来查考马拉基书。
And the second time, we'd like to study the book of Malachi.
马拉基书中神跟人的关系。
The relationship between God and man found in the book of Malachi.
神是看不见的。
God is not seen by man.
所以有的人觉得这不是重要的。
Therefore, some people may think it is not important.
看得见的关系才是重要的。
Only a relationship that can be seen is important.
但是如果我们了解神是谁。
However, if we understand who God is,
神就是我们的父。
God is our Father.
神就是我们人生的主宰。
God is the master of our life.
那我们就忽然发现跟神的关系是很重要的。
Then we may realize that our relationship with God is very important.
如果我们跟神有很好的关系，
If we have a good relationship with God,
就像亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园跟神有很好的关系，
Just like how Adam and Eve had a good relationship with God in the Garden of Eden,
我们可以看出他们的生活是丰盛的。
We may see that their life was one that was abundant.
今天我们生活这么多问题，
However, today our life is filled with so many problems.
因为我们跟神的关系还有努力的空间。
And so there is still a lot of room for us to improve in our relationship with God.
那马拉基书神跟人有六次的对话。
In the book of Malachi, there are six times where God converses with men.
那在每一次的对话里面，我们都会看到神很了解人。
In each of the conversation, we can see how God clearly understands men.
其实圣经里面说，人在神面前是赤露敞开的。
Bible tells us that in front of God, men are, we are bare open.
我们的过去。
Our past.
我们的现在
and our present,
我们的未来
including our future,
我们外在的行为
and our outward, deeds,
我们内在的心思意念
and our inner thoughts,
做人做事的动机
and our motive in doing things,
我们的私生活
and our personal life,
我们的言语
and our thoughts and words,
在神面前是赤露敞开的
and all are bare open before God.
但是从这个对话里面
however, through their conversations,
我们会发现呢，人不了解神。
We can see that men do not understand God.
那为着要让这个关系更好
，But in order to improve this relationship,
我们在认识神的知识上要进步。
We must improve our knowledge in understanding of God.
那用认识神的知识来调整我们的观念。
Through the understanding of God, we will adjust our own thinking.
来调整我们的生活。
And to adjust our own life.
那这样。我们跟神的关系才会越来越好。
Only by that can we improve our relationship with God.
所以这个神认识神这个知识不是不重要的。
Therefore, it is not important to know the knowledge of God.
有时候我们常常听人讲哦，就信就好了。
Many times we may hear men say it is fine if you just believe.
不错，信是很好。
And so it is true that just by believing is good.
但是彼得后书里面信只是开始。
But 2 Peter tells us belief is only the beginning.
那一直追求。
And we must continue this pursuit.
那里面有一个叫做知识上要长进。
So within it, this pursuit, there is an increase of knowledge.
就是认识神的知识要进
步。And that is the knowledge of understanding our Lord must increase.
那我们才能够过一个神喜悦的生活。
By that, can we live a life pleasing to God?
那跟神的关系会越来越好。
And by that, our relationship with God will improve.
那昨天我们查考第一个对话。
Yesterday, I shared with you the first conversation.
神说：“我曾爱你。”
The Lord said, "I have loved you."
但是以色列百姓竟然说：“哎，你在哪里爱我？”
However, the Israelites said, "In what way have you loved us?"
因为他们对神的爱没有感觉。
Where they have not experienced God's love.
所以对神就冷漠无情。
So they're indifferent, toward God's love.
信仰本来是很有力量的。
And in the beginning, this faith should be one that is of power and strength.
如果一个人能够感受神的爱。
If a person can truly come to know the love of God.
被神的爱充满。
And to be filled by the love of God.
那我们就会去爱神。
Then we can in return love our God.
我们就会去爱人。
We can love men.
那我们就发现这个信仰是动态的，是温暖的。
Then we realize that this faith of ours is active and it is filled with warmth.
是一种吸引力的。
It is full of attraction.
那现在我们对神如果没有感觉他很爱我。
But today if we feel that God does not love us much.
就好像夫妻不会感觉到对方的爱。
It just as if a spouse cannot feel each other's love.
是有关系的，是名分上是有关系，但实际上是没有什么 感觉。
Though they may carry the title as husband and wife, but in reality there is no love between them.
那这个夫妻的关系就很疏远了。
So the distance between the husband and wife would be very far.
那神对以色列百姓这样的回应，神只一个回答。
So the Lord only had a response toward the Israelites.
他说，啊，以扫跟雅各。
He said Jacob and Esau.
他是以撒的两个儿子。
And they were the two sons of Isaac.
但是我拣选雅各。
But I have chosen Jacob. I have chosen.
这个就是爱。
And that is love.
啊，所以我们今天信耶稣是蒙神拣选的。
Today, believing in Christ because we are chosen by God.
我们是神的工作。
We are the work of God.
在耶稣基督里面造成的。
And we were molded and created in Lord Jesus Christ.
信耶稣从外表上看起来好像跟没有信的没有不同。
Seems that from the outer appearance, believing in Jesus is no different from not believing in Him.
但是从灵界看起来，这个不同是太大的改变了。
However, from a spiritual perspective, this difference is too great.
啊，那这个改变就是神的恩典。
And this transformation is the grace of God.
这个改变就是神的爱。
And this change is the love of God.
哦，所以我们需要静静的来思想。
Therefore, we need to quiet ourselves and meditate upon this.
才会感受到神的爱。
Then can we feel the love of God?
才会爱神。
And can we love God?
那我们现在来看第二个对话。
Let's take a look at the second conversation.
好，马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章。
Malachi chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6.
马拉基书第一章第六节。
Malachi chapter 1 verse 6.
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军的神对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人敬畏主人。我既然为父亲，尊敬我的在哪里？我既然为主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何事上藐视你的名。
Verse 6, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If then I am the father, where is my honor? And if I am the master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts, to you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
这里神告诉以色列百姓,
Here God tells the Israelites,
他跟以色列百姓的关系是什么?
And what is the relationship between him and the people?
第一个神说我是父亲。
First of all, God said, I am the father.
第二个神说我是主人。
Secondly, God said, I am the master.
那这两个关系确定了，神就有一个要求。
And once God confirmed these two relationships, He had a requirement for them.
那如果我是父亲，尊敬我的在哪里呢？
If I am the father, where is the son who honors me?
那如果我是主人，敬畏我的在哪里呢？
And if I am the master, where is my reverence?
要。但是我们看以色列百姓怎么回应。
And let us see how the Israelites responded to God.
我在哪里藐视你的名？
Where have I dishonored you?
哦，所以神已经对他们不满意了。
So now God is displeased with them.
但是他们一点感觉都没有。
Yet they are still indifferent toward God's feelings.
那我们就发现这个关系是有问题的。
So we can see there is a problem with this relationship.
其实我们的父母向我们所要的。
Today, what our parents require of us、
哦就是、尊敬
is honor.
就很多的父母其实他根本就不需要孩子什么钱啊什么东西。
Many of the parents do not need their children to provide them with money.
他只希望能够感觉到在孩子的心中父母还是有地位，他还是尊重父母。
All they want is for their children to respect and to honor them.
那主人也是一样。
And same with the master.
他所在乎的是仆人有没有尊敬他当主。
All they care about whether is whether their servant will honor them as their master.
好，那我们现在看神是我们的父亲。
So now let us take a look at how God is our father.
这是怎么讲的？
And how do we say about this?
我们来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书的64章。
Isaiah chapter 64.
以赛亚书六十四章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 64.
第八节。
Verse 8.
六十四章第八节。
64 verse 8.
所以说，神啊，现在你仍是我们的父，我们是泥，你是窑匠，我们是你手的工作。
But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are the potter, and while we are the work of your hand.
这里以赛亚先知说我们是泥。
And first, Isaiah said, we are the clay.
那 你是窑匠。
And you are the potter.
所以我们今天的我是你的手所做的。
Therefore, today we are the work of your hand.
哦，所以啊，人的存在是因为神的工作所造成的。
And therefore, the result of man's existence is due to the work of God's hands.
没有人，还有神。
And without God, without man, God will still exist.
但是没有神就没有人。
However, without God, man will not exist.
因为人是从神出来的。
Because man came from God.
神是人的来源。
And God is the source of man.
所以神是父亲。
Therefore, God is our father.
我们再看第六十三章十六节。
And let's turn to chapter 63, verse 16.
六十三章。
Chapter 63, verse 16.
亚伯拉罕虽然不认识我们。以色列也不承认我们，你却是我们的父。主啊，你是我们的父，从亘古以来，你的名称为我们的救赎主。
16. Doubtless you are our father, though Abraham was ignorant of us, and Israel does not acknowledge us. Yes, you, O Lord, are our father. Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name.
这个地方说，你是我们的父。
Here says, "You are our Father."
从亘古到永远，你是我们的救赎主。
Our Redeemer from everlasting is your name.
所以对以色列来说，神看顾他们，神抚养他们，神保守他们。
Therefore, speaking for Israel, God watched over them and God guided them.
所以神对他们的恩典是非常的大。
Therefore, God has shown abundant grace unto them.
所以我们每一天活着都是从神领受丰盛的恩典。
Therefore, every day of our life is receiving God's abundant grace.
使徒行传说他让我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
The book of Acts tells us how God satisfies our hearts and allows us to find delight in Him.
有时候我们觉得哇，活得很健康、很舒服、很快乐，我们觉得理所当然，本来就应该这样。
And many times when we live a healthy and happy life, we may think this is only natural.
但是如果从圣经看起来，这是神保守我们，神看顾我们。
But from the Bible, we know that it is because God has watched over us.
所以他是我们的父，值得我们来尊敬他。
Therefore, he is our father and worthy of our praise and honor.
那神是我们人生的主宰。
And God is also the ruler, master of our life.
值得我们来敬畏他。
He is worthy of our reverence.
圣经里面有很多例子，在记载人一生的命运都是在神的掌控当中。
There are many examples in the Bible showing us how the destiny and fate of man is in the hand of God.
比方说，哈拿的祷告。
For example, the prayer of Hannah.
哈拿她本来没有孩子。
Originally, Hannah could not bear a child.
在旧约时代，没有孩子是一种羞耻。
In the Old Testament, not being able to give birth is a shame.
她的先生很爱她。
However, his husband loved her.
讲很多的话安慰她。
He spoke many words of comfort to her.
但是没有孩子这个命运，她先生也没有办法改变。
However, the fate of not being able to bear a child is something her husband cannot change.
但是哈娜这个妇女，她对神认识很深。
But this woman had a deep understanding of God.
我们从第二章她做的一首诗就知道她对神认识很深。
From a song she made in chapter 2, we know of her deep understanding toward God.
她知道没有孩子这个命运，神可以改变。
She knows that God is able to change her fate of not being able to bear child.
所以她就来到圣殿里面。
Therefore, she came to the temple.
她很多的愁苦。
She was filled with sorrow.
她就跪在圣殿里面，把她的愁苦都倒出来。
And she knelt before God and poured out all her sorrows.
所以有时候我们心里很愁苦。
And this is why there are times when we're filled with sorrows.
我们想要告诉别人。
And we might want to tell someone.
有时候别人也听不懂。
And others cannot understand.
但有时候虽然别人听得懂。
And even if they do understand,
他很同情我们。
And they might have pity on us.
他也不能帮助。
Yet they still cannot help us.
因为他只不过是一个人。
Because they are merely a man.
但是如果我们了解神是主宰。
However, if we understand that God is the master,
神可以改变事实。
God can change a fact or reality.
那我们就来到神面前。
Then we will come before God.
把我们的愁苦倒出来。
Then we'll pour out of our troubles and sorrows.
那当神感动了。
And when God moves us.
我们的祷告感动了神。
And when our prayer moves God,
好像哈娜一样。
Just as Hannah's prayer.
那以利先知就跟他讲说， 你的祷告神垂听了。
Then Prophet Eli told her that God has listened to your prayers.
结果第二年她就生了一个儿子。
In the second year, she gave birth to a child.
所以神在掌管我们的命运。
Therefore, God holds our fate.
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 2.
这个哈拿得到儿子以后，对神的一首颂赞的歌。
This is a song of praise she had after giving birth to her child.
第三节
Verse 3
从第二节开始
Let's read from verse 2
只有神是圣的除他以外没有可比的也没有磐石像我们的神
Verse 2 No one is holy like the Lord for there is none besides you nor is there any rock like our God
没有一个人能够比神
And there is none comparable to God
他超越一切
for he surpasses all
那十三节就解释第三节就开始解释
13 says
人不要夸口说骄傲的话也不要出狂妄的言语因为神大有知识的神人的行为也被他衡量
Verse 3 Talk no more so very proudly Let no arrogance come from your mouth For the Lord is the God of knowledge And by him actions are weighed
所以人绝对不可以骄傲
So man cannot be prideful
因为天地有一个主宰是神
For there is a master of the universe who is God
如果他不喜欢我们的命运会改变的
If he is displeased then today our fate may change
所以下面就说
Following says
第四节
Verse 4
勇士的弓都已经折断跌倒的人以力量束腰
Verse 4 The bones of the mighty men are broken And those who stumbled are girded with strength
如果神不愿意勇士也会跌倒
If God is not willing Then even the mighty men will fall
如果神愿意跌倒的人也会重新得力
If God is willing Those who stumble will be girded with strength
尼布甲尼撒王这么有能力
How powerful was King Nebuchadnezzar
他以为是凭着他的能力
He thought it was by his own power
所以他很满足这不是凭着我的大能大力建立吗
Therefore he proclaimed to himself Wasn't it by my own power that I have established this nation
这样讲就得罪了那个主人
By proclaiming that he had offended against God
所以主人不愿意他就发疯就跟动物住了七年
Therefore when the master is not willing he turned into an animal and lived around an animal for 7 years
那有一天他抬头望天
One day when he lifted up his head to the sky
他知道至高者在人的国中掌权
Then he realized that it is the almighty God who rules amongst men
要帮王位给谁就给谁
He had the authority to give the kingship to whoever he pleases
他了解在他的上面还有一个主人
He found understood above him there is yet another master
他谦卑下来
So he humbled himself
这个主人神就带他回来当王
Then the master led him back to become a king again
所以人在世界上绝对不能够夸口说话
Therefore as men living in this world we can never speak so proudly
因为这样的人是目中无神
For those are men who have no gods in their eyes
有一天神就要让他下来
And one day God will bring him down
那我们再看第六节
3, verse 6.
神使人死也使人活使人卑微也使人高贵
The Lord kills and makes alive He brings down to the grave and brings up
富有穷人在世相遇这都是神的安排
So it is God's arrangement for the rich or the poor to meet in this world
圣经里面这样讲
For this is what is said in the Bible
所以他能够让人穷也能够让人富足
Therefore the Lord can make men poor and make them rich
有的一生很努力要赚钱就是赚不到钱
Some may work hard for their entire life yet they cannot make any money
投资都垮掉了 变穷人
Their investment will fail and they will become poor
有的人不想赚钱机会一直来
However for some who do not want to make money opportunities will come at them
神是主宰
For God is the master
那他使人卑微也使人高贵
And he brings low and lifts up.
一个高的可以变低。
So someone at high status may become low.
低的可以变高。
As for the low to become high.
约瑟是一个牧羊的小孩子。
Joseph was a child of shepherd.
竟然可以当宰相。
And he was able to become the prime minister of Egypt.
你看他经历多少困难。
You see how much difficulty he has experienced.
但是神要叫他当王，他就当王。
Yet if God wanted him to become the prime minister, then he shall become the prime minister.
神就有那人想不出来的方法把他提到这个。宰相的座位
A God has the extraordinary ways to lift him up to that status
所以人生有一个主宰就是我们天上的神
Therefore we have a master in our life and that is our God in heaven
我们再看第八节
That's 3 verse 8
他从灰尘抬举贫穷人从粪堆里面提拔穷人 穷乏人使他与王子同坐，得着荣耀的地位。
For say he raises the poor from the dust and lifts a beggar from the ash heap to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory.
所以人有没有命运
？So do men have fate?
有。
Yes.
神的旨意就是人的命运。
The will of God is the fate of men.
神要人高，我们就高；神要人低，我们就低。
When God wants to uplift someone, we will be uplifted. When God wants to bring us down, we will be brought down.
神愿意，我们做事情才可以成就。
If God wills, what we do will be successful.
所以神当他说我是主的时候，这句话是有力量的。
When God says I am the master, this is a proclamation with power and might.
是真实的。
This is true.
那有时候我们人不需要求，我们的命运也会改变。
There are times when we do not need to plead or ask, and then our fate will change.
如果我们走的方向不合神的旨意。
Today, if the direction and path of our life is not according to God's will,
神把他的福气拿掉，
and God will strip us of our blessings,
我们的命运就改变了，
then our fate will change.
如果我们回来过一个合神旨意的生活，
if we turn back and live a life pleasing to God,
神喜悦，
God is pleased,
把福气降回来，
then he will regret us these blessings,
我们的命运又改变，
and once again our fate will change.
有没有例子？
And do we have any examples of that?
有。
Yes.
路德记就是一个例子。
Book of Ruth is an example.
路德的先生，拿俄米的先生
the husband of Naomi,
他遇到饥荒
they were met with a famine.
他没有求问神，他就搬到摩亚地区。
Without asking God, they moved to the land of Moabites.
那伯利恒是粮食之仓
and Bethlehem it was a house of bread.
那摩亚地是淫乱之地
and the land of Moab was a land of adultery.
神的子民离开神所应许的地，跑到淫乱的之地，这个不是神喜悦的。
When the chosen people of God had departed from the land of God and moved into the land of adultery, this is something that displeases God.
所以表面上看来，生活的需要马上解决。
Even though by this move have solved their material problems.
因为摩亚地没有饥荒。
Because there was no famine in the land of Moab.
但是这是一台戏啊。
But that was only a play.
这台戏这样演了几年之后。
After this play had been put on for a few years,
我们发现拿俄米家里三个男人都死了。
We can see how three men in the household of Naomi have all passed away.
你为着逃避饥荒到神不要你的地方，不要你去的地方，那神不保守你，连一天都活不下去。
For the sake of fleeing from this famine and going into the place where God does not like, in the end, three men have died in the family.
那这个拿俄米就觉悟了。
And Naomi came to a realization.
我们要回去。
I must return.
所以她回故乡的时候，人就说：“哦，拿俄米回来了。”
So when she returned to the homeland, people say Naomi is back.
拿俄米这个名字就是甜的意思。
And the name Naomi means sweet.
她说：“不要叫我拿俄米。”
Yeah, she said, "Don't call me Naomi."
全能者让我受苦。
The Almighty One had caused me suffering.
要让我叫我马拉。
So you must call me Mara.
Mara 就是苦的意思。
Mara means bitterness.
因为她回来真的很苦啊，三个男人都死了。
For it was truly sorrowful, bitter for her to come back, for three men had died.
那是不是拿俄米回来，她的命运就一生受苦呢
？Is it that once Naomi had returned, her life, her fate of her life would remain as suffering?
这又另外一台戏啊。
And yet another play was put on.
回来，这是神的旨意。
Once she turned back, this was the will of God.
回到神应许之地。
She returned to the promised land of God.
那我们就发现后来她的媳妇路德。
Then we will realize her daughter-in-law
就遇到了波阿斯
met Boaz.
从此她整个家庭命运改变。
And starting from then, their whole family had changed.
那我们再看路德本身。
So let us take a look at Ruth herself.
拿俄米有两个媳妇。
Naomi had two daughter-in-laws.
都很爱她。
Both loved her greatly.
那当她两个儿子都死了。
So when both of the sons had died.
这个拿俄米很有爱心啊。
Naomi was full of love.
她没有想到自己的需要，她只想到这两个媳妇的前途。
She did not think of herself, rather she thought about the future for her two daughter-in-laws.
你跟我一生有什么前途
？So by following me, what future would you possibly have?
你赶快去找另外一个丈夫结婚，有幸福的家庭。
Therefore, go back to your people and find a husband and have a good life for yourself.
第一次这样讲，两个都舍不得离开。
And so the first time she spoke of this, both of them were reluctant to leave her.
但是她第二次这样讲。
The second time she told this to them.
她的一个媳妇就离开了。
So one of the in-laws departed from her.
因为想到她的自己的前途，她就离开。
So she thought of her own future, so she left Naomi.
但是只有路德。
But only Ruth.
她没有想到自己的前途。
She did not think of her own future.
她只想到她要看顾她的婆婆。
She only thought about the fact that she wanted to take care of her mother-in-law.
但是现在问题就是，没有为自己前途着想，是不是等于就没有前途？
So the problem, the question now is, if she does not think of her future, does it mean that she does not have a future?
那这个是我们一般人的想法。
So this is a common thinking for men.
你没有为你自己前途着想，你还有前途吗
？If you don't think and plan for your own future, will you still have a future?
那如果我们从路德看，你还是有前途。
However, if we look from the example of Ruth, we will have a future.
那因为她去剪裁。
It's because she went out and picked up wheat.
去剪那个麦穗。
And she went and picked up wheat.
就来到一个田。
So she came to a farm, a field.
这么多田就刚好来到波阿斯。
Out of all the fields, she happened to come to the field of Boaz.
那波阿斯刚好到那个地方。
Just so happened, Boaz came to this place.
在对的时间来到对的地方，遇到对的人。
So she came to the right place at the right time, and she met the right person.
这个叫做巧合吗
？Do we call this a coincidence?
这是神的安排。
And we call it arrangement.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为要改变路德的命运。
Because God, it was God's will to change the fate of Ruth.
所以路德的后代就产生了、大卫王。
So out of Ruth's descendants came King David.
所以虽然我们没有在求什么。
Even though today we may not be asking for a certain thing.
但是如果我们这个生活的方向正确，神喜悦。
But if we are walking and living a right path.
这个老板暗中在看，他喜悦我们，他就给你加薪了，就福气就是倒下来。
When the master is secretly observing us, then they will bless us.
神是我们的主人
For God is our master.
他是我们的老板
He is our ruler.
另外一个例子
Another example.
就是约拿的故事
And that is the story of Jonah.
神叫约拿去尼尼微传警告
God instructed Jonah to preach warnings at the city of Nineveh.
那约拿就是不去
And Jonah refused to go.
他就要逃避神
So he fled from God.
那如果是逃避人你也是人我也是人我能够把你怎样
Today, if you're a man, I am a man. If you flee from me, then what can I do to you?
但是如果是逃避神神就有办法因为他是主宰
But today, if you flee from God, since he's a master, he will have a way to find you.
那约拿就跑到那个船里面要往他斯去他就到船底里面去
So Jonah fled to the bottom of a ship heading towards Tarsus.
那神就用大风把这个船摇
And God used a great wind to shake the, or to sway this boat.
摇到大家受不了。
And to make it to the point that the people couldn't handle it.
还有这里面的人说，今天这里面一定有一个人得罪神，不然怎么会这样
？So people on the ship proclaimed that there must be a person on this boat who has sinned against God, or else this would not happen.
就抽到是约拿。
So they picked lots and they picked out Jonah.
约拿也心很硬啊，他说你把我丢下去哦，风就会平静。
Jonah was stubborn and said to them, "You throw me out of the ship, and the waves shall be calmed."
这个是违反大自然的。
And that is against nature.
怎么一个人丢下去，风就会平静
？How is it possible if you throw a person overboard, then the waves will calm?、
啊、真的是这样，丢下去风就平静了。
But that was the case once they threw Jonah overboard, the waves calmed.
那神就安排一条鱼，轰就把它吞下来。
And God arranged a great fish to swallow Jonah.
过了三天三夜，就把它吐出来。来刚好到尼尼微的旁边。
He spit him out three days after three days and three nights next to Nineveh.
神是主宰啊，人没有办法逃避神。
For God is the master, and you will never flee from him.
那约拿传警告以后，尼尼微城就开始悔改。
After Jonah preached the warnings, the entire city of Nineveh repented.
那约拿就很不甘心。
However, at this time, Jonah was not.
那神就将这个热风吹来。
And God blew a heat.A wind of heat.
然后用叫神就请一个这个一棵树遮住他。
And God allowed a tree to grow and brought shade to Jonah.
约拿就很凉快啊。
And Jonah was in shade.
那神就叫虫把它咬，那个树就干了。
And again, God arranged a worm to bite the tree, and the tree withered.
约拿就开始埋怨了。
And again, Jonah started to grumble.
所以这一场戏背后有一个。主宰在里面
Therefore behind this play we can see there is the master
就是天上的神
And that is the God in heaven
今天那一位神就是我们所拜的神
And today that God is the God whom we worship today
所以神是我们的父亲
Therefore God is our father
他是我们的来源
He is our origin
他生我们他养我们他看顾我们他引导我们
He has given birth to us He has taken care of us And he leads us and guides us
神是我们的主宰
He is our master
我们一生的生死祸福都在他的掌控之中
Our life and death and blessings and woe in our life all are in his hands
所以神值得我们尊敬跟敬畏
Therefore God is worthy of our praise and reverence
但是我们现在回来看马拉基书
Let us turn back to the book of Malachi
马拉基书的第六节
Malachi chapter 1 verse 6
神说 我既然为父亲尊敬我在哪里，我既然为主人敬畏我的在哪里。
Here, Lord says, if then I am the master, where is my honor? And if I am master, where is my reverence?
他们回答说，我在哪里藐视你的名？
And yet you say, in what way have we despised your name?
神要求的是你要对我有尊敬，有敬畏。
What God requires us is for us to honor and to worship Him.
但是人的反应是，我没有亵渎你啊。
But in the response of man is, in what way have we despised you?
我没有藐视你啊。
I have never blasphemed against your name.
这个两个标准是不一样的。
So the two standards are different.
所以有时候我们常常头脑在想啊。
Many times we may think to ourselves,
我要悔改吗？我没有藐视神，我没有亵渎神。
Must I repent to God, for I have never sinned or blasphemed against God?
所以我没有问题。
So I have no problem.
当我们心里一直在想，我没有亵渎神，我没有藐视神，我没有问题，我们已经把这个标准降到最低了。
But when we continue to think to ourselves that I have no sin against God, I have not blasphemed against God, then at that time we have already lowered the standard, of God.
神所在意的不是我们有没有藐视他，有没有啊。
What God values is not whether we have sinned against Him or blasphemed against Him.
所以我们在家里哦，你如果当父母
，And today, if you're at home, if you're a parent,
小孩子说我在哪里藐视你
？And the child say to you, where have I blasphemed or despised you？
当然，这样听起来也还好啦，你没有藐视我。
And so, if the parent hears this, they might think it is not that bad, for your child have not despised you.
但是这样不够啊。
But that's not enough.
我是父亲，你有没有敬畏我？
And the father, so today the question is, have you honored me?
你在公司也一样啊。
Likewise in a company.
你雇员说我在哪里藐视你。
And the employee said to the employer, where have I despised you?
这样的没有是好了。
So if you have not done so, then that is good.
但是你有没有尊敬我是一个老板呢？
But again, the question is, have you respected me as your employer?
所以人的标准跟神的要求是有差距的。
So there is a distinction or there is a gap between the standards of men and the requirements of God.
那这个差距就是关系的差距。
And that difference is the difference in our, the relationship.
如果人能够达到神要求那个尊敬跟敬重，
If as men we can achieve the honor and the respect God requires of us,
我们就得到天父的高兴，我们都得到我们主人的喜悦。
Then we will be pleased by our Father and by our Master.
这个恩典一定是满满的。
And surely there will be bountiful of blessings.
那虽然以色列百姓说我在哪里藐视你，
Even though the Israelites said, in what ways have we despised your name?
但是在神看起来，你虽然觉得我没有藐视你，但还是藐视你。
And even though in the eyes of God they say that you have not, we have not despised you, but in the eyes of God they have despised God.
不但没有尊重，而且真的是藐视。
Not only have they not honored God, instead they have despised God's name.
现在接下去举一个例子。
And I'd like to share with you an example.
第一章
，Chapter One,
第七节
，Verse Seven.
你将污秽的食物献在我的坛上，且说我在何事上污秽你呢？因为你说神的桌子是可藐视的，第八节。
Verse eight.
你将瞎眼献为祭物的，这不是为恶吗？将瘸腿有病的献上，这不为恶吗？你献给你的省长，他喜悦你呢，岂能看你的情面呢？这是万军的神说的。
Verse 7, you have defiled food on my altar, but say, in what way have we defiled you? But saying, the Lord of the table of the Lord is contemptible. 8, and when you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? And when you offer the lamb and sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably, says the Lord of hosts.
在旧约圣经有七个节期，五大献祭。
In the Old Testament, there are seven feasts, and five sacrifices.
其实神没有缺乏什么。
In fact, God is not in lacking.
天上的飞鸟，这深山的走兽，全部都是神的。
And the birds of the air and the beasts of the fields all belong to God.
那人为什么要献祭？
But as man, why do we need to make offerings?
献祭第一个就是赎罪。
And so the first sacrifice is a sacrifice of atonement.
第二个就是感恩。
And second is thanksgiving.
所以借着献这个祭品来代表我们对神的感谢。
Therefore, it's through the sacrifice of offerings that we give God our thanksgiving.
也借着这个祭品来代表我们的赎罪。
It's also through the sacrifice to present our repentance.
但是现在以色列百姓献给神的。
But now, what the Israelites have offered to God,
连献给省长他都不要。
And even what they offer to the governor will be refused.
省长就是一个省的头啊。
And governor is a leader of a city.
但是他只是一个人啊。
And he is merely a man.
你这个东西要献给省长，他都不要。我们用这个东西来献给最高的主宰。
If what you offer to the governor will be rejected by him, how can you offer that to God, the master of the universe?
那在这个心里的最深处，不是把神看成比省长更小吗？
So in the heart, does it mean that they have deemed God lower even?
这个叫做藐视神。
So that is what it means to despise God.
那当然，这个跟神的关系就会有问题。
By that, they will have a problem between their relationship with God.
但是他们竟然不知道。
But yet they fail to know this.
所以今天我们在生活当中又过一个献祭的生活。
Therefore, today, as we live a life of sacrifice,
圣经讲亚伯兰。得到神很大的祝福。
Bible tells us that Abraham had received great blessings from God.
那其中有一件事情真的神喜悦他。
And there's one thing he had done that greatly pleased God.
创世纪的二十二章。
Turn to Genesis chapter 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis chapter 22.
十二节。
Verse 12.
二十二章十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 12.
天使说你不可在这个童子的身上下手不可害他现在我知道你是敬畏神的因为你没有将你的儿子你独生的儿子留下不给我
Verse 12 Then he said do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him for now I know that you fear God since you have not withheld your son your only son from me
当神要亚伯兰献独生子的时候
When God asked Abraham to sacrifice his one and only son
我们人的想法总是、啊、神太残忍他只有一个孩子还要叫他献给神
From man's perspective we may think God is too cruel that he only has one son yet God asked him to sacrifice him
其实神不是要亚伯兰的孩子
And in fact God did not want the child of Abraham
这个孩子也是本神给他的
And this child was also given to him by God
神是要试试他在他心里的最深处是孩子比较重要还是神比较重要
Instead, God wanted to test his innermost heart whether in his heart it is the child or God who is more important.
那就在亚伯兰动刀要杀的时候神说不可以下手
But at the moment when Abraham was to kill his son, God said to not lay a hand on him.
我现在知道
For now I know.
现在就是你要杀你孩子现在我知道
And now at this moment when you're about to kill your son,
你敬畏我超过你的孩子
I know that you fear me more than you, your child.
你把最好的没有保留给我
And without withholding that you've given me your best
那接下去他就看到一头公羊神为他预备
And following he has seen a ram which God had prepared for him
那接下去神就给他天上的祝福地上的祝福
And following this God had given him the blessings of the heavens and blessings of the earth
所以有时候神真的不是要我们什么
Many times it is not God that he wants something from us
但是如果我们能够让神感受到我们的心里面确实对神有感谢的心
Instead, if we can allow God to know that we do have a heart of thanksgiving,
我们真的让神能够感受到我们真的很爱他。
We can truly allow God to feel that we truly love Him.
我们的生活就会充满神的恩典。
Then our life will be filled with the bountiful grace of God.
所以要过一个奉献的生活。
Therefore, we must live a life of sacrifice.
这个奉献呢，不一定是指着献钱呢。
And sacrifice does not mean the offering of money.
奉献我们的心。
However, to offer up our hearts.
在新约时代，属灵的祭品是什么
？In the New Testament times, what are the sacrifices?
在希伯来书里面有提到。
It is mentioned in the book of Hebrews.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
十三章。
Chapter 13.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是承认主名的。嘴唇的果子十六节只不可以忘记行善跟捐书这样的祭也是神所喜悦的
15 Therefore by him let us continue offer the death sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name 16 But do not forget to do good and to share for with such sacrifices God is well pleased
所以在生活中要常常感谢神赞美神
Therefore, in our life, we must continue to praise and give thanks to God.
这个就是祭品,
and that is the sacrifice required of us from God.
还有行善,
also to do good.
啊, 互相帮助,
and to share and help one another. And this good work is a type of sacrifice. It is one which pleases God. Therefore, in our life, we must give the best to God. For example, at the beginning of a day, the morning is the best time.
早上一起来就祷告,
so we wake up in the morning and we pray to God.
你用15分钟也可以啊,
you may spend 15 minutes in prayer.
半个钟头也可以,
or half an hour in prayer.
读读圣经,
to read the Bible.
啊, 向神感谢赞美,
and to give thanks and praise God.
那这个就是好的,
so that is good.
啊, 当然到晚上要睡觉以前也可以啊,
and you may also do this before you go to sleep at night.
但是到晚上睡觉你就精疲力竭啊,
but at the end of the day, you are already exhausted.
祷告也没有办法专心,
you may not focus in your prayer.
把最好的献给神,
so you want to offer up the best time to God.
那我们一生也是一样,
and likewise with our entire life.
在我们人生的后半段能够努力来服侍神, 当然这是好的,
if we're able to strive hard to serve God in the latter part of our life, that is also good.
啊, 但是在我们年轻的时候,
but while we're still young,
这个 market value, 啊, 市场的价值最高的时候,
so when we're at the peak of our market value,
哦, 我们讲, 我要来服侍神,
so we want to serve God with our totality.
这不但会感动人, 这里会感动神,
not only can this move God, this will also move, move men,
it
will also move God. So we offer the best to God.
因为他是我们在天上的父,
because he is our God in heaven.
因为他是我们人生的主宰,
for he is the master of our life.
所以要把最好的献给神,
therefore we offer the best to him.
我们的一生就 命运会改变,
then the fate of our life shall change.
因为神喜悦我们,
because God is pleased with us.
祂会与我们同在,
he will be with us.
赐给我们恩典,
and he will grant us blessings.
我们来唱诗,
let's sing him together.
415,
let's sing him 415.
结果有 站着低头望他。
Let's remain standing by the praying silence.
阿们，我们休息。